Okay, here's an Audacity recording going over the air at 0 watts, and Kevin is on the phone. My pattern does look nicer, even though it looked nice before. In terms of those little overshoots existing in certain spots, the peak level is going to. It was minus 16 there, now it's minus 7. And I could, in theory, increase it a little bit more to achieve a minus 6, but that's where it self-limits. After minus 6, it will not go anymore. It'll just stay there longer. Oh, the peak level on the Audacity recording? Okay. It is at. Average room noise is about a negative 50. When I talk, my average is about negative 20, and the peaks are going up to positive 3. And the microphone setting is at maximum. That's something else I wanted to talk to you about. On Audacity, not a positive 3, a negative 3 peak, negative
Well,
3.
and then I guess that's fine. I'm a little worried about that. That mic meter won't go any higher than that. It's like it's something saturating. I don't like that.
Yeah, something is.
I don't know what could cause that.
Could you have some kind of limiter control and engaged or something?
There is none. Not at that level. That's just measuring the raw input level. And at the first stage of the flex, I don't understand why it's self-limiting at minus five. It like won't go above minus five. That's bizarre.
Yeah, and I can turn the coarse knob a whole extra half turn. That dramatic increase, and it won't budge it a bit. All it will do is make it hold there longer, like there's a charged capacitor.
Well, just turn it down to the level you have now and just leave it there. And maybe I need to look at it the next time I go there.
Yeah, this is lower than it's ever been in history.
I don't know if that's something I can fix over the phone.
Yeah.
I need to twiddle with me. I have to give it some thought, too.
Yeah. Well, the patterns look nice. It'll be fun to play back.
That self-limiting thing on the mic meter, that won't affect the Audacity recording. Whatever is self-limiting is in the other side of the Y on the output of the CRL.
Could we be back to needing to change any of those internal settings, your virtual switches or anything?
I don't know. I have to give it some thought. I just don't know.
Okay.
Don't know what's going on here.
At this low of a level, your voice isn't driving it hard enough to reach the peaks so that some reformation of them can be done, but that's okay. I do want a good signal-to-noise ratio, and I think I have it.
What I'm doing makes no difference because you don't talk to people over the speakerphone on the air anyway.
Yeah. Let me go down the list and tell you what my other readings are while speaking this way. First of all, there's forward power, which is zero, and reverse power, which is expectedly the same, zero. SWR, well, we know about that. We have to turn on the tune light, the tune button. Mic, okay, is going up to minus 5, I guess, or 6. The digital readout's saying minus 7, and it's almost touching that next line that's between negative 10 and 0, so we'll call it not minus 6. Okay, next one is EQ. EQ is going up to the identical spot, minus 6. And leveler is next. leveler goes to zero, and when I talk, it goes up to about a negative 2. Next one, level gain. That's the one that just basically stays stuck at 5. It just wiggles a wee little bit.
I
again have no clue about that, but someday I will. Okay, ALC. ALC, I'm running it harder, apparently, than I used to in the old days when I was afraid before people helped me sound better. Believe it or not, it's more than you'd want. And I can crank it back more, but I'm not going to be running the prism like it should be run. I'm giving a 0 with a slight overshoot once in a while to a half. It doesn't quite make it to a 1, but...
Don't worry about that. That'll be all right.
Okay. ALC compression. ALC compression. It stays basically on the left, and when I modulate it hard, it goes up to about a 1. It doesn't even reach the first marked digit, which is a 5. 5, 10, 15, 20, and then after 20 comes the red zone. And lastly, CPDR. CPDR is going up to a negative 2. It's never reaching a 0, no matter how loud I speak. In fact, the negative 2 I saw even digitally. So that completes the whole test.
Well, all those readings sound fine, but the fact that you can't make the mic one slam against the pin by turning up the output is mysterious to me, so I guess when I get there, I'll investigate that. Just leave it as it is, though. I think it's fine. But still, something is odd that you can't run more than that.
Do you think that it could have anything to do with our 0.5 setting on the main...
I don't know what you're referring to.
On the peak... modulation controller. Remember the one that was frozen?
I'm sure it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with the peak modulation controller, I think.
But it has and you're telling me it also has nothing to do with the audio prism settings?
Definitely not. It has something to do with power SDR.
I see. Okay, I'll let you give it thought over time, and we'll talk again. And I think I can get by on the air the way it is, although I'm running much leaner than I used to be, but I think I'm going to have less distortion. So why don't I play some of this Audacity recording back, and hopefully I can hear you tell me when it gets too painful. And to RJ, over and out.
I don't think we need to listen to the recording because the recording's not really relevant to the problem.
You mean it won't show any difference when I tweaked it up and down?
Well, it might show a difference, but it doesn't matter because the problem is not in the recording. The recording is outside of the loop of where the problem is.
Well, speak...
It makes the level go up and down, but it will not tell us anything about the... I mean, you can... look at it if you want to. Why don't you send it to me?
Okay.
I don't think we need to sit here and listen to it over the phone. That would be kind of torture.
Speaking of which,
I'd just like to take a quick look at the levels just to see when you were adjusting the levels on the recording, you know, and we knew that it was saturating the something in Power SDR. See if it was saturating something in Audacity too.
My Audacity has been possibly misbehaving. The one thing it did was it went off center, and all I could see were bottom peaks, but I went to the left side, the y-axis, and scrolled a little with the left mouse click down, left side, and I completely brought it back to where it should be. But one thing that has changed on me, the position of the audio playback and the microphone gain. The microphone gain is turned up to maximum on Audacity, and the audio is at about halfway. But on certain ones I made all within the same time frame. Some of them have the control sliders reversed. Instead of the two being in the top right, they're on the bottom, which I think is normal.
What the reason is that when you open a new Audacity window, if it's too close to the edge, it changes the width of the whole Audacity in the window for some reason, and it makes it narrower. And when it makes it narrower, all the controls and meters get repositioned. All you have to do is drag the left side of it to make it wider again, and they'll all jump back to their normal position. It's really nothing. It's just nothing.
Okay. Okay, I teased you before when I said I was turning off. I was pushing the button, but I didn't complete it since our conversation continued. So now I'm going to push the button. Here goes.